SVC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Hello everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of SBC iGaming Daily Podcast, the marketing edition.
I am Ivana Flynn, and I'll be hosting today's podcast.
iGaming Daily is presented by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of the EGR Power 50 personalized player experience with Optimove. And we have yet another special offer for you. Optimove is offering new clients a free first month when you buy Optimove. For further information and claim the free month, please go to optimove.com/SBC. Now, I have a fantastic guest today for you, an expert in iGaming, seasoned SEO, wonderful speaker, and I'm happy he agreed to join and discuss our hot topic. So Warren, please shortly introduce yourself and then I'll introduce the topic.
Hi Ivana, hi everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me over to the podcast. I'm very excited to be here. My name is Warren. I am head of SEO at ST Media and I've been doing SEO for 12, 13 years now, something like that. So it's been quite a while. And I've been doing that in the space of financial companies, technology companies, and in the last 6 years of my career, that's been in iGaming space. So we're quite at an interesting time in SEO, as the topic for today will take us. But I'm very glad to be here.
As I said, an SEO veteran, 12 years. We are going to discuss the March Google update. As you know, Google is releasing updates so many times. We, in SEO, we are usually relaxed about it. We said in the beginning of the year, volatility is the new stability for 2024. Last year and year before, we had over 80 smaller and bigger announced and unannounced Google updates. So we're sort of chilled. But if Google says that this is an important one, and if Google confirms they are rolling an update that is going to take 1 month and tell us what the update is about, we pay attention. And that's why we are here and wanted to make sure you pay attention as well and you are prepared for what this update is about. Shortly, lately, SEOs made massive mess of the SERPs, right? AI content, horrible link building, parasite SEO, and lots of SEOs were complaining, saying like, enough, Google, take control of your SERPs. This is horrible what's happening. And that's what Google is doing. So shortly, what do you think, Warren, is going to happen with this update? What are we going to see? And then we break it down to those three parts.
It's quite interesting, right? I think this is like the culmination of all of the latest updates that they've been rolling out in the last months. I mean, they started their bigger updates sort of with the helpful content update, but 2023 was a year full of updates, right? And we've seen a lot of SEOs and even users complaining about the quality of Google search and the types of content that people are finding there. And it seems Google has started to hear that message, and for them to even announce themselves that this is going to be big, we definitely do need to take note. They said it's going to be an update that combines three massive core algorithm updates into one, essentially, which probably explains the month-long release. So what I predict is it's going to definitely be an interesting month. From a SERP point of view, from a ranking point of view, I'm not sure in terms of volatility how worse it's going to be than the past few months, but it seems that we need to kind of brace ourselves a bit, right? They said they're planning to cut down spam results by around 40%, which is not a small amount. Yes, exactly. So the question is, what does Google mean by spam results? Because they are what we consider as being spam results in the sense that people are actually using spam techniques. But what I see as well on you know, Reddit forums, on Chatter, Twitter, SEOs posting, sites that seem genuine are also being hit by the latest updates, and they've started to see slight movement. I don't think it's the big chunk of it has happened yet. We'll have a whole month to see how all this will unravel.
Yeah, we are in for 7 days. I'm monitoring things because there are things I'm interested in. Obviously, SEO, I constantly monitor things. And it seems to be a little bit more crazy in USA, as you would expect. They always start with US. But I don't see much in the other markets yet. But let's break it down. So Google is talking about abuse of AI content, abuse of expired domains as a link building tactic, and parasites. So let's start with the AI content. I'm starting to have messages in my LinkedIn. I use some AI content on my website. Am I going to be doomed? And I keep saying, no. If you didn't abuse it, you will not. Some AI content, it's still okay, right? Is that the understanding on your end as well?
Yes, I think even Google themselves said that using AI to support your content and to write content does not necessarily make it bad. It's to which extent you are using AI, and if I guess you are taking the lazy approach of just having AI generate your content and automatically plug it into the website without any check for EEAT essentially, then that is sort of the AI content that Google doesn't want. I think they were quite explicit with what this update means, is that they want to push quality content up that is helpful to users. So we see how certain SEOs are using AI content in that they're using it to completely cover a particular topic, which is not necessarily there for the user, but it's purely built for Google. I think taking that approach where content quality is sort of taking a backseat, instead we are pushing only content for the sake of content, that is what Google will probably more look into and maybe is better at detecting that type of content now.
Yes, so if you look into that, what they are talking about, basically they are going to be trying to target so-called pragmatic SEO content. And if you don't know what is pragmatic SEO content, it's basically a lots and lots and lots of content, landing pages with AI content on it. Okay, not pragmatic SEO as is. It's not a bad thing. But if you just abuse AI content on those pragmatic SEO pages, that's bad. Basically, you create a template, let's say for a casino review or a slot review, and you just run it through ChatGPT. It creates content, and in a day, you create 2,000 pages and upload them. And those pages are low quality. They target certain keyword on one landing page. It is a sort of shorter gain, and it's very much of automated process of the content creation. And this content, in the end, doesn't carry much of a value. So Google announced that this is the sort of content they are going to clean, compared to regular SEO, which is a long game, right? We are slowly creating good content. We are internally linking it. We're making sure we get some external links. We make sure that we measure how people are actually interacting with our content. So if you are doing this, I think those are the pages you should really look into if you can make them better before Google comes and purge your website. Have you seen yet any websites being removed, being de-indexed?
So far, no. From the work that we are doing, we have not seen any particular impact yet. But as I said, we'll be monitoring all of that. But your point with regards to programmatic SEO, I mean, listen, the first time you try it, you see it as fascinating, right? Publishing 2,000 articles in one day it leaves you a bit awestruck. Like, how is this even possible? But yes, that I think that is what Google will try to find out. I think SEOs who know how to do it and do not only leave it for ChatGPT to do that content, but are looking a bit more deeper level and maybe still using AI to populate those 2,000 pages, but then they have that human input to it and make sure that the content is of good quality, that it's targeting the right keywords, answering the right questions. I don't think that that would necessarily be a problem. I think taking the lazy approach, that's what will hurt.
Plus, as well, if you have this approach, make sure that you interlink the pages, which if you upload 2,000 of them in a day and you automate all of it from creation to uploading it, you are not creating internal links to it. You are not creating a good structure either way, which means Google will find those as a pages that could be easily removed because they are going to be orphan pages with no value, just lots of content. But it is addictive when you publish so many pages and you see the impressions just going and going and going. You're like, oh, how far can I take this? So take it to your heart. Try not to do this. Try not to flood SERPs with AI content that has no value, that is not groomed by an SEO, and that is not internally linked. Of course, try to use AI. It's here to help us, but proceed with caution. Second part is the links. I mean, content and links, we are used to this happening, okay? So it's like another Tuesday. But what is Google saying about the links this time? I mean, links are being targeted for a long time. And the fact that they are saying specifically expired domains, it's interesting.
It is. I mean, let's see if they actually do manage to cut down on these types of links, because they've been saying this since I remember, right? Like, it's they've always didn't want SEOs to buy links or to use the power of a strong website from, you know, you're buying an expired domain using the power of that website, repurposing that website. And I think in their update, they say it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's, again, if you do it purely to benefit from that ranking, if you buy a domain name related to farming, for example, and then you're using it for a casino, then clearly there is no association. And I think in that case, Google will pick up on it. But the power of an expired domain historically is still relevant today. How Google will be picking that up and to which extent it's going to go with devaluing those expired domains is still to be seen. You know, will they completely disregard a domain that has completely changed its content? Will they sort of put it in sandbox again? Are they going to devalue sort of, if it's a 10-year-old domain, are they going to take into consideration only the last few years of that domain and maybe ignore the strength that it's gathered throughout all of that? I think at this point, no one really knows. It is a bit scary, so to say, to see that Google is targeting specifically expired domains. I think in casino particularly, this is a practice that it is used quite a lot around pretty much all of the markets. So it's still unclear what they will define as an expired domain that you can use and an expired domain that you cannot use.
Yeah, and I think it's how you use the expired domain. If you maybe rebuild the expired domain with a new affiliate on it, and it previously was affiliate, as you said, no harm. It's the same niche, just grooming it better. Maybe you just parked the domain somewhere, but maybe it's the mass redirection of lots of expired domains or building vast PBN with no value. Again, PBN can be done in a horrible way. PBN can be done in a good way. I think the moral of this story is, if we look into our backlink profiles, probably we will all find some PBN link, farm link, expired domain link, probably. And it will be natural. But I think 90% of your backlink profile is just this, then you might be a little bit in a danger of picking up a penalty. So I would say clean up and diversify. Try to make sure that, you know, you are going for nicer practices. But links are important. They're going to be important. And I think Google is just trying to say that quality links might be a little bit more important than an expired domain. But I was thinking the same, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to close down websites that are on expired domains? Are they going to detect PBNs? Are they going to, like, it is very much unknown. And I think we should have another episode on this after the March, sometimes in the middle of April, when we actually see what happened and we can evaluate what we've seen happening. But for now, carry on your work. Just be cautious with what kind of links you get into your backlink profile. That would be, for me, what I would like to say here. But as I said, for content and links, we are used to it. The big one is parasite SEO. Parasite SEO is a phenomenon that is growing last few years. We call it as well partnership SEO, piggyback SEO, and it's basically abusing the name, the SEO value, and the traffic of existing very, very popular domain and adding, in our case, casino or sportsbook to it. And historically, this website is not about casino, is not about betting. And suddenly there is a subfolder or subdomain dedicated to this and is outranking mainly affiliation that has been working for years to create quality and bring quality reviews. And suddenly, for their main keywords, they are outranked by a website that is completely not relevant, but has an SEO value. This has been massively criticized by SEOs across markets. This is not just us, okay? Let's be honest. This is loans, this is pharma, all of this that is a little bit of, let's say, gray market, where we have the creative SEOs. We gain that. So what's your take on parasite SEO?
Again, I think it's a newly coined term, right? It's quite recent that I'm hearing of it as parasite SEO. But as a practice, this has been done for years and years. You find good, reputable quality sites and you guest post on them in an attempt for that article to rank, get traffic and pass back link value to your website. It's essentially link building. What was happening recently, though, is that there was an overwhelming amount of these parasite SEO articles that are outranking more relevant websites, more trustworthy websites. And it was kind of a shortcut way that Google was not picking up on that SEOs were, capitalizing on. Ultimately, SEOs, that's what they're doing, is figuring out what the algorithm is not picking up on and making use of that tactic. One of the more interesting ones that I've seen is using profile websites like Linktree, like even Bitly links, for example, and creating an entire web page with these profile creation websites. And they were ranking phenomenally well because these websites are getting thousands of natural mentions, they're getting thousands of social media links, they get a huge amount of traffic. And Google, again, wants to target that. They want, so to speak, it's a bit conflicting because it seems they want the bigger brands who have the budget to create proper content. They want the bigger brands to show up because they are the more trustworthy ones. So when they say parasite SEO, the question is, how good will they be at actually detecting a parasite article versus an article that actually makes sense on a topically relevant website, on a website that might not be necessarily casino related, but it might be an entertainment focused website. It might be a movie related website that has a section about casino. Would that be considered parasite SEO? And I think at this point, again, no one really knows. It would be an interesting month definitely to follow. But my fear is that smaller companies that are doing SEO in this case would find it also much, much harder to compete with companies that have bigger budgets to sort of, shell out on sort of traditional proper SEO, so to speak. And I've seen a lot of people comment that even on Reddit, not necessarily in casino industry, that Google seems to be preferring the bigger publications, the bigger organizations to have them in the top results. And it will make SEO much harder to get into for smaller organizations, for smaller content creators and smaller publications.
Yeah, they seem to say one thing and go against it at the same time. I think what will get hit from the parasite point of view is when you add a whole new section to it, like rtl.de, edit casino.rtl.de. Has nothing to do with RTL historically. So I think those things will be fished out first. Like the huge publications, they are abusing the power very obviously, and the subdomains will go first. How do you think Google's going to deal with it? Because I don't see any algorithmic penalty for this. I mean, as you said, how are you going to how you're going to understand that website that is about health and exercising routine is suddenly promoting on one folder steroids, clear parasite there, but still it might go with the health niche. How is Google going to understand that this is parasite and this is an actual normal article that helps people understand how to use or not use steroids?
I think the clearer marker in the sense of whether it's sort of a parasite article, if it's not getting any traffic, if there are no user signals at all on a particular page, at least in my head, that's a clear way to see that this is purely a website built for link value, that they're purely using this in order to push link value to their other websites. But if it's you know, if the website is topically related to the content, I don't think there is a problem there with creating articles within other websites as PR, as guest posting, where it's adding some sort of value to the topic of the website. And I think that's where Google will mostly look into what type of user profile is visiting these websites and does it match with the content that is in an article or in a particular subdomain of the website. So I think I agree with you here. It's the obvious ones that have completely no relation historically to a particular domain, where suddenly we see a whole section come up, a whole website come up on an unrelated topic. That is very easy to spot. If we see it, I would assume Google definitely sees it, right?
Yeah. I think there'll be giving people some manual penalties for those parts. I think that will be the way, because there's not just one algorithm that can change that. I think that we're going to see lots of manual penalties, and it's going to be for the human evaluators to decide if this is parasite or not. And it will be a lot of cleanup there.
Who will they penalize, though? Are they going to penalize the, let's say there's Forbes, right? And there is a parasite article on Forbes. Are they going to manually penalize Forbes?
I think they're going to manually penalize either the section or the subdomain or subfolder. I think it's not going to be the whole website, unless the website is, and this is going to a previous one, a farm link, you know, just built for selling links. I think those are going to be just removed from SERPs if Google can spot it. But for the parasite, I think it's going to be the section. So in my given example, casino.rtl.de, casino might be penalized. And as they were ranking, they will not. But RTL will keep ranking because it's a historically strong domain. It just they will remove the casino part. Interesting times ahead for sure. So if you are using any of these SEO approaches that we just discussed, make sure to diversify. We don't think everything is going to be just purged tomorrow. It's going to be a difficult month, but make sure to diversify. So if you are doing only parasite, make sure you have got a backup strategy not to lose all of your traffic and all of your investment. If you are doing links, make sure that you have good links to help you keep ranking if Google comes and just cleans your backlink profile. As always, it's about cautious approach and knowing your SEO and making sure that what you're doing is in the end benefiting you and not harming you. Any closing thoughts, Oren?
In addition to what you said, and going back also to what we said in the beginning, right? So they're estimating that this will remove around 40%, but there's still 60% of what they consider spam that will be left on the web. So even though this is a big update, I think it sets the tone for the rest of the year and that this will be truly quite volatile. And for all the SEOs out there, don't rush into doing changes. Give time for the updates to settle, to see how things pan out. I'm sure that after such an update, there will be a time period of adjustments after that as well. And also learn to set your expectations with your managers, with your stakeholders, because it's going to be probably a tough year. And that part of the business will help you thrive as well. It's a never changing game in SEO. So let's see what 2024 will bring.
Thank you very much. I agree with you. Thank you for your time. And I hope that people will find this podcast helpful, and I hope that most of you will survive this update as good as possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders Magazine. Happy reading.